Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Okay, am I okay now?
You were okay the first time.
Oh, okay. Let me turn my headphones up here. Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on the studios of KCNR. Now, you would think after 11 years I would have this down. But sometimes our microphones are a little bit different in our headphones. But we had just done the check. And it was on, but for some reason I wasn't getting the same level. So I thought, well, maybe we're not on. But I guess we are.
We are good.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday, the 10th of March, 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Jared's at the helm, and he's got the weather.
All right. It's currently 39 degrees today. Showers are going to be likely, then becoming partly cloudy tonight, the high of 51 and a low of 33. On Thursday, it's going to be sunny and clear with a high of 62, a low of 37. Friday, sunny and clear with a high of 67, a low of 36. And on Saturday, it's going to be mostly sunny during the day with a slight chance of showers Saturday night with a high of 66 and a low of 41.
Okay. Hey, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 365-3793. Some rain last night, huh, buddy?
I was loving it.
Oh, yeah. Did you get hailed on?
I did not.
We did. We got hailed on. You know, little bitty hail, but
hear
still.
Some thunder and saw a little bit of lightning.
Lightning and thunder, yeah. Hey, I'm here with Robert Burke. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
So were you in the middle of the storm last night, too?
I was not, no. Oh. I mean,
did you hear
it? I had to drive home in the rain, but it wasn't like a storm yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
What time was that?
11.
Oh, no, it happened way before 11.
Oh, really?
At least over
okay.
on our side. I mean, it
then
was
I was working
down.
And I wasn't paying attention. Yeah.
Yeah, you got promoted, right?
I did not get promoted.
Not yet?
No.
I thought you were.
No,
you took
I actually put
one.
In my 2 weeks. I'm
Whoa.
Headed out soon. Yeah.
You've had it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I have like 10 things I could say right now are just really humorous mm-hmm. about, you know, MSG and all that, but I won't. But you've worked there, and it's been a fair place.
Yeah, it's been fine. It's just after 7 months, I'm a little bit.
It's ready.
Yeah, it's a first job. I mean, you know.
Well, first jobs though. But see, it. What did you? I know, of course, Robert's here to talk about movies. But what did you learn from your first job?
I learned that fast food service work is harder than I thought it was, and I learned. To not spend money impulsively, I guess. Yeah.
That was where your money was coming from what you worked for instead of being provided. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really? So not to spend money impulsively.
Yeah.
Did you manage to save any?
Yeah, I saved quite a bit of money.
That's great.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's super because that's what those first jobs are for, mm-hmm. is to, and it also gives you an idea to say, is this something I'd want to do for the next 5 years of my life?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Okay, so what's up with the movies and theaters? The theaters are open.
Yes, they are. They are open. And
have you been yet?
I have. I've been twice, and I will be going another time tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's pretty good. I mean, the only interesting thing is that showtimes are selling out like crazy. It was Saturday. Yeah, I think it was Saturday. It was either Saturday or Sunday at 2 o'clock, I think every showtime for the day was sold out. And
really?
The movie
every
theater
movie.
Opens at 1. Yeah. It's because movie. Of the 25% capacity rule, I believe. Yeah. When they reach 25% capacity, they have to be marked as sold out. And it seems like everybody wants to return to the movie theater.
Movies are a good time. I mean, they changed the chairs so you know, you're reclining in some theaters. And, I mean, let's just face it. It's been a year since we've had movie popcorn.
Yeah.
And, you know,
well, in September, October, the theaters were open for a little bit.
Yeah, but you know what? They were.
Yeah, they were.
But it was a short period of time.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
At least they're open. 25% capacity. Do you think they should go up to 50% or not?
I think 25 is good for now. I mean, it's really up to the discretion of the movie theater and whatever seems safest. So I don't know enough about the subject to say 50% would be safer or not safer.
You can rent theaters there, too, though.
Yeah, there's the private watch parties. I think it's like 100 for an older movie and 150 for a newer movie. And those are selling out like crazy.
Well, yeah, because you can put as many people in there as you want, right?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
If you've rented it, you could put, mm-hmm. I guess they could put restrictions on it, though. So. Yeah, so for $100 for an older movie, say you wanted to watch Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, I'm just using that as an example, mm-hmm. you can rent the place for $100.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And you can have, I think it's up to 20 people.
Okay.
Yeah, including up to 20 guests starting at $99.
Okay. That's a good deal. I've been to a private showing before and mm-hmm. some of those, and that, you know, it was pretty cool. Okay, so what are your subjects this week?
So this week, one of the bigger award shows, the Critics' Choice Awards, took place on Sunday. And, you know, we're kind of ramping up into awards season. Just next time I'll be on, we'll have our Oscar nominations. They are announced on Monday.
You're going to have your picks?
The 15th. I do have my predictions. We could go into that a little bit as well.
I may have to, as we get, because every year we have this Oscar show or Academy Awards show where people get together and we try to pick the winners. We used your choices last year.
Mm-hmm.
We were close,
mm-hmm.
but some lady that's there, she nailed the big one, and that was the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was, as you said, there were a couple other surprises in the group. But I don't know how she does it, but I think she got close to 100% last year. How do you get close to 100%
mm-hmm.
on something like this?
Yeah.
She should be picking lotto numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's up?
So the big winner of the night was Nomadland at the Critics' Choice Awards. It's been winning everything. Also won Best Director. Seems like it's kind of the front runner right now in terms of those two awards.
And you can see this on Netflix or
Hulu.
On Hulu. You can watch this, and we've skipped over it. So maybe when we have some time, is it a?
It's very slow, but it's
dark.
Very good.
Is it dark?
I mean, it's sad, but it's not dark.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And this is the story of a woman who has lost everything?
Yeah, she's lost everything, and she's living as a modern-day fan-dwelling nomad.
And they actually have real nomads.
They do. Yeah, there's only two professional actors in it. The rest of them are genuine, actual nomads.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if they got a cut of this.
Probably.
But they probably
don't care about that. They're nomads. They don't care too much about money. You know,
you don't think of nomads in the United States as you do in other countries.
Yeah.
You know, in other countries, they probably call them gypsies instead of nomads because
they
travel and things like this. But I think we're going to sit down then for a couple hours
mm-hmm.
and watch this because you're so sold on it, too.
It's good. Yeah, it's really good. Best actor went to Chadwick Boseman for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. He is definitely the front runner, definitely sweep. He swept basically every award so far. Best Actress went to Carey Mulligan for Promising Young Woman. Best Actress had kind of been a bit of a toss-up, and it was a question. It was kind of a question between, will it be Viola Davis, will it be Frances McDormand, will it be Carey Mulligan? Seems like Carey Mulligan is soaring above the other two in terms of wins so far. Best Supporting Actor also went to Daniel Kaluuya for Judas and the Black Messiah. Like Chadwick Boseman, he is sweeping and is winning Supporting Actor everywhere. And then Best Supporting Actress was a huge shakeup. The category in general has been super hard to predict. And at the Critics' Choice Awards, you ended up having Maria Bakalova win for Borat's subsequent movie film, which was a total shocker and a total surprise. A lot of people had been predicting Olivia Colman for The Father or Amanda Seyfried for Mank. But it ended up being Maria Bakalova.
Didn't Jodie Foster win?
She won the Golden Globe.
For that.
For the Mauritanian.
Yeah, for the Best Supporting Actress.
Right, yeah. Right.
So she's not even in the top group, though.
She wasn't nominated at this awards show. It's a bit of a question on whether or not she'll be nominated at the actual Oscars or not.
Hmm.
Best Acting Ensemble went to The Trial of the Chicago 7, which has been sweeping all of the ensemble awards because, you know, it's got a really great cast.
It does have a great cast in it.
Best Original Screenplay.
Just make sure that you don't think The Trial of the Chicago 7, it's based on a true fact. So I don't know how historically accurate it is.
Yeah.
It's like everything. When you see those based on a true fact or a true story, do you believe those?
I personally don't care. Oh. It's a movie. I don't care if it's accurate or not.
You know what? That's a great attitude to have. No, it really is, because that's, you know, you see things in movies and you go, it's a movie. Because
yeah.
Goes, well, does that kind of stuff happen? I went, it's a movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great answer.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a break. Ready?
All right.
Can you hang on?
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional. You know, this used to be like a 10-minute spot. And, you know, it's morphed into a whole segment of 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Over it. That's because of you. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute, and a fully accredited chest pain center. They've gotten 4 out of 5 stars from Medicare and Medicaid for services including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, and it's the only hospital with the Da Vinci surgical robotic system, as we learned yesterday from a surgeon yesterday, that provides or means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. People in and out of the hospital a lot quicker. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. We'll be right back after these messages.
Could've used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, holler now. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson, state of mind.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now, 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out, valid through March 20th. Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply. Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lynn Botlin is on assignment today, and it is Wednesday, the 10th of March. It's 37 degrees out there. It's raining. It rained yesterday. We got hailed on at our house last night. Thunder, lightning. It's great. In fact, the more rain we get, the better it is. And let's just hope the snowpack. It was snowing like crazy. I know we've got a lot of roads shut down up in the mountains. Need chains, or they're just shut until they can get them all plowed out. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, people looking to be inoculated with the vaccine, Ready Rancheria is Tribal Health System is happy to announce a vaccination event on Sunday, March 14th. To anyone 18 and older who lives in Shasta County. This is to make, they want to make the vaccine available to as many people as possible, regardless of age or comorbidity. It's going to be held at from 8:30 to 4:30 at the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, located at 1441 Liberty Street in Redding. If you'd like to schedule an appointment for the vaccine, call the vaccine scheduling line at 530-262-6599. That's 262-6599. And they're administering both the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. Okay, I'm here with Robert Burke. We're talking the Critics' Choice. Mm-hmm. And who makes up the Critics' Choice group?
I am not entirely sure. I believe that it's a group of critics, basically, and I think it's about 1,000 different people that make up groups. You know, there's, like, critics from Rotten Tomatoes, there's critics from other organizations.
Have they asked you to join this?
They have not, no.
Could you ask to join it?
I don't know.
You're a professional.
Sure.
You should.
Okay.
No, I mean, why not? I bet that they would jump at the chance of having a younger person in this, mm-hmm. you know, looking from a different group. Okay, so you announced the winners of the Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actress. For them.
Mm-hmm.
So what movies are out there right now, if you wanted to go to the movies, would you recommend?
That are in the movie theater right now?
Right.
So I can tell you right now, avoid Chaos Walking. I made the decision of seeing that one as my first movie back in theaters. And it was pretty terrible, so I can definitely advise against seeing that one.
What's that about?
That one is about, it's like a futuristic society where it's only men, and men have like this weird thing where you can hear their thoughts, and then a ship crash lands on the planet, and there's a woman suddenly.
One woman.
Yeah, so this man and this woman go, It's like a sci-fi futuristic movie. It's not very great.
Okay.
The only one I can truthfully really recommend right now is called Boogie. That one is about a teenager in high school who is trying to juggle everything relating to high school and his basketball career. And it's a pretty solid movie. I wouldn't say it's, like, fantastic or anything, but if you're looking for something light and entertaining to get you back in the movie theater, I would recommend going with that one.
How about Coming to America 2?
That one is not in theaters. That one is only on Amazon Prime.
But somebody wrote in here that they heard that that movie is awful. That's their term, not mine.
I haven't seen it, so I can't really comment on it. I just know that the reviews for it have been pretty subpar. A lot of people say that it kind of feels just like a tired joke of the first one, but I haven't seen it, so I can't make any real comments on it.
I really like Eddie Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when he was in Dolomite.
Yeah, Dolomite
I mean, I could watch that movie a couple of times. Mm-hmm. He did a great job in that.
He did.
And plus, he's done other things that have been pretty good. Okay. So your recommendations for the rest of the weekend this weekend.
Sorry?
Your recommendations for people that have Hulu, who have Prime, have all those. What are your recommendations?
So right now, I know if you're looking for like newer movies, on March 12th, there is a movie coming out called Cherry to Apple TV Plus. This one is a Tom Holland movie, which Tom Holland was also in Chaos Walking, so 2 weeks in a row he's got stuff coming out. And it is, I don't know entirely what the movie is about. It's gotten pretty decent reviews so far. What has gotten some really exceptional reviews that I think you should check out if you're willing to pay the $30 fee is Raya and the Last Dragon. This one I have not seen yet because I was kind of waiting for it to go to movie theaters, but considering that it's not coming to movie theaters this weekend, probably will have to just pay the $30 to watch it. But it is a Disney movie, and it was kind of pushed to the side by Disney. It didn't get a whole lot of publicity, and there weren't a whole lot of trailers out for it. But currently, I believe it's sitting at like a 95 or 96% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Which movie is this?
It's called Raya and the Last Dragon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Animated, obviously.
It's an animated Disney movie, yeah. And it... Originally, I was not really looking forward to it because it kind of seemed like it was getting pushed to the side and not many people were talking about it, but reviews have been overwhelmingly positive, and people have been saying that it is it's one of the better Disney animated movies in the last 5 or 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's about to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And?
If you're looking for other movies... Nomadland, obviously, is on Hulu, and I would recommend going and checking out that one. A movie to avoid, if you have HBO Max, is the new Tom and Jerry movie.
You know, I do have that, and I have avoided it.
Yeah, keep on avoiding it. It's pretty terrible. I'm not
going to lie. What do the reviews say on it?
They're pretty overwhelmingly negative so far. Yeah.
And why is it?
It's just like, it's a really stupid kids movie, and that's fine. I mean, it's going to entertain kids.
Is it for stupid kids, or it's a stupid movie for kids to keep them entertained?
Probably both.
You're cruel.
It's not anything new, and it's honestly, like, pretty annoying. It does a weird thing where it kind of blends, like, real life and animation together, and it doesn't work. It looks really clunky and really weird. If you do have HBO Max, a movie that you should go and check out is Judas and the Black Messiah. This one is a pretty big awards contender, so if you're looking to catch up on awards films, it's one to look out for sure. Daniel Kaluuya won Best Supporting Actor for
it. What is this about?
This one is the story of Fred Hampton, who is a deputy chairman on the National Black Panther Party, and the story of his assassination. It's a really, really intense movie. There's a lot of, I would say, like, it's one of the few movies where while watching it, I felt like all my muscles were tensed up. It's really intense. It's very violent and very shocking, but it's definitely one to check out because it's very, very high quality, and it's on HBO Max.
Okay.
And then if you're also looking for an awards film, this one you will have to put in a bit of extra money to rent, but Minari is really, really great.
Minari is on Disney, right?
No, it's a rental, so you'll have to go to iTunes or whatever you use and rent it for like $6 or $7. But
okay.
It's definitely worth it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
And we'll be seeing you next week. Thanks for all your picks in next week's Academy Awards, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at REU. Ready Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station if you're thinking about buying an electric car. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. 7:30 in the morning here on the 10th, and 38 degrees out there and rain today. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
At Reading Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Reading Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/RU scholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Wash away my trouble, wash away my pain. Wash away my sorrow, wash away my shame with the rain, shambala.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:34. Carl Linda Botlin is on assignment this morning, to the 10th of March. It's 39 degrees out there. We're going to be having rain all day, which we need. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Perhaps a second opinion on your retirement plans or 401 is needed this year. Things have changed a lot in the last few years on, you know, what you can put in, what you can take out, the amounts, all of this. So give Judy a call at 221-0441 for a free review and evaluation from either her or one of her trained professionals. And also they can take a look at your insurance plans. Are they the ones that will protect you the most? All of this at Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Well, this must be the Burke family day.
It is. It's Burke and Burke.
Burke and Burke. I got Michael Burke here, but he's not going to talk movies, he says.
Well, I can talk about Coming to America, too. I did watch it with my wife, and luckily we watched Coming to America 1 first, because yeah. It's basically the same shtick. And two, I enjoyed it because I like 80s movies, and you know, it came out, I think, in 88 or 89
yeah.
or something.
But
so I enjoyed it, but it's not going to win. It's not going to be up for an Oscar. I guarantee it.
Do you ever wonder if sometimes actors are in this and they go, like a third of the way through the movie, they're going, oh, geez, I just want to finish this because this is not going to go anywhere. This is going to go straight to video.
Those are most Bruce Willis movies these days, right? Because he used
Willis
to be like the best.
He's in everything, yeah, but he's only in it for like 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Have you noticed?
And he kind of just cashes in.
Yeah, yeah.
But I remember the first time you had Rob on the show, you asked me, can he do a 10-minute segment? And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So thanks
now
for
we have
having
to hold him down. To,
yeah.
And some days, because of the way the show lines out with guests, is that he only gets that first,
yeah.
you know, that first 15. But if he doesn't, you know, he's got a lot of information there.
He
and
does.
People enjoy being entertained. The movie he talked about, Judas and the Black Messiah, I've read a lot about that case. And it might be interesting to watch the movie after reading so much about it and looking at it from different points of view
yeah.
on this.
We haven't seen the movie yet. Hopefully
yeah.
this weekend or something.
Yeah, and about the Black Panthers and how it finished up. Because the FBI had somebody in the middle of his organization, which is one I assume is what you're talking about, who Judas is.
Yeah.
And all types of allegations and all things. Anyway, so you're here, though, for Pathways to Hope.
Pathways to Hope for Children, yep.
And Cornerstone Community Bank is sponsoring this half hour. As they do every once a month, they bring in another business or an organization that's adding things to our community.
Well, we have both with them. They're actually, we've had, since I've been involved with Pathways to Hope since May of 19, we've had board members from Cornerstone Community Bank. Marjorie Canaros was our board member, mm-hmm. and now Karen Simmons. Both from Cornerstone.
Okay.
I've known Nikki Rose, who actually asked me to do this. She was a student in my class when I was teaching photojournalism at Chico State back way, way back when.
Well, you better not say too way, way, way back.
It was way, way, way back then.
Nikki's listening, and she'll probably
yes,
come after
she is.
You.
And okay. Nikki's wonderful. The whole group at Cornerstone Community Bank, really, when we were looking at our PPP loan and trying to figure out which bank to go to, they actually came to us and said, let us do it. And they helped us fill out the paperwork, get the loan excused, and really helped boost up Pathways.
Well, you know what? They're really, really good people.
They really are.
And, you know, we switched over to them.
Yeah.
And and we're so glad we did. You got a lot of things happening here, like on April 2nd. Wait a minute. What is Pathways to Hope, first of all?
Let's go way back. Yeah, Pathways to Hope is the Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council. A lot of people know CAPSI, it's also called, because we were established in 1987. When I came on in 2019, I had done a lot of work around the science of hope. And when you look at ways to set goals, child abuse prevention is an avoidance goal. It's a great outcome. We want to avoid child abuse in our community. When we have last year, just in 2019, we had 3,514 reports of child abuse in our community. And if you figure out what's at 10 a day, and of those, 753 were substantiated cases of abuse. So child abuse prevention is a great goal, but it's kind of like a negative goal. It's like, I don't want to go to the principal's office, right? So it's an avoidance goal. So when we started looking at positive goals, wouldn't you rather have a pathway to hope and a pathway forward than try to avoid something negative? You know, we definitely want to do that. But so that's why we changed the name. We operate under a DBA, Pathways to Hope for Children, but we do all the child abuse prevention coordinating work here in the community.
And April is Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month.
It is, and we have a whole slew of activities on the calendar for us. The first, as you were mentioning is we changed it to Go Wear Blue Day, because last year during the pandemic, we were just getting going when April hit, and so we did a lot of social media around people wearing blue. We encouraged people, you know, they weren't going to their offices, so everybody took selfies and posted them on our Facebook page and tagged us. But this year, we're actually turning the Sundial Bridge blue. It's blue right now to honor.
It's blue right now. I was going to talk about that this morning.
Yes, and so I actually went out the other day and took a picture of it, took advantage of that, of it being blue, and put it on a flyer. But we're actually going to turn it blue because blue's the color of child abuse prevention. Blue ribbons, blue pinwheels, and so we're turning it blue.
It's right also in honor of our frontline responders.
That's
too,
what it is medical, for this week.
Yeah, for this week.
Yeah.
So it'll have a different meaning.
It has blue is such a wonderful color. It's got multiple meanings, and it can depend on the month. I used to work a lot in domestic violence prevention and intervention, and that color is purple. So now I have a bunch of blue shirts instead of a bunch of purple shirts.
Well, let me ask you a question. Are you concerned about 2020? Everybody I talk to, One Safe Place, other places, are saying that they think that this could have a devastating effect on
Absolutely.
Kids who've been abused.
Absolutely, we're concerned about it. During the first 2 months of the pandemic in April and May of 2020, reports of child abuse dropped 200 reports a month to the county. So those numbers have kind of rebound now that we have mandated reporters with eyes on children. But I predict that the actual substantiated cases of abuse will drop, and probably reported cases of abuse will drop in 2020 because of the shelter in place and because of COVID-19. It doesn't mean child abuse went down. My guess is it probably went up, but it just wasn't being reported. So our goal and our job as a community is to rally around the kids that need us and really give the supports necessary to the parents and to the children. And we do that in many ways at Pathways. We have parent partner programs. We run the Anderson Teen Center. We just got a 5-0 vote on the Board of Supervisors to move forward to the next step of opening a Reading Teen Center. We want to have a teen center in Shasta Lake and someday Bernie. We really want to be out there to help these kids process the trauma that is associated with the COVID-19.
Well, and, you know, the fact is there's a lot of pressure on families, the mentions of domestic violence, the collateral damage of locking people in homes without jobs, with or less hours, or they can't go to school, so a parent has to be there with them. You can just, you know, doesn't take a genius to figure out how much extra pressure that's added to a home. And well, if it's already kind of on, you know, skirting along the edge, it could have pushed it over real quick.
Well, absolutely. And that's actually last time I was on here, we talked about the Hotline for Hope. That's why we created a hotline that people mm-hmm. can call in. And I'll call up the number in a minute. I jokingly say that people didn't plan on spending this much time with their children, right? Because the kids are supposed to be in school or something. And I say that jokingly because a lot of people, you know, we love being with our kids. But you run out of things to do and you run out of ideas. And so we're here to help the community and help parents figure out what do you do with your kids during, you know, homeschooling and distance learning and all weekend long, and they can't go to sports and they have so much energy balled up. The telephone number for the Hotline to Hope is 530-710-8609. So that's a number any of your listeners can call. But, you know, April's going to be a great month full of great activities. Besides April 2nd, we're going to have, yeah.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we come back and go through all these different all these different events that are happening here, and there's a lot of them. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, the only place we buy jewelry is out of the Four Winds Jewelry Store. Rebecca and Henry there are just outstanding people. They have a fantastic choice of jewelry, ranging from state jewelry to Native American to, you know, the regular stuff you see, except they also have special pieces that they've made. And they can do that with you. If you want to design a piece of jewelry, they will help you with that, and they'll build it for you. All of this is at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing, so keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studio is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst is a true master from the old school when it comes to repairing windshields. He's been doing this for a couple of decades, and nobody knows more than Jeff. He doesn't take chances with your safety. He's going to take a look at it, whether it's a chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, and he's going to fix it. Then he guarantees it. If he can't fix it, he's not going to waste your time or money. He'll tell you that, and he'll send you to a place he trusts. And there's very few he can't fix, though. And that's Jeff Wurst. It's a veteran-owned business. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or you can give him a call at 243-8373 for an appointment and a free consultation. Okay, we're here with Michael Burke from Pathways to Hope. April is Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month. There's a lot of things going on, so let's zip through these in our remaining 12 minutes.
In our remaining 12 minutes.
10 minutes.
10 minutes. And I know that Cornerstone Community Bank is sponsoring this segment, and I do want to mention, Carl, you and I have talked for 10 years now about Camp Hope America and the Camp Hope program we're running at Pathways to Hope for Children. I've been lucky enough to be involved with that program, like I said, since 2012 and helped it grow nationally. There's over 5,000 kids now involved with Camp Hope across America.
Wow.
Here in Shasta County, Pathways to Hope is taking 72 kids this year to a week-long camping program. We have daily mentoring opportunities in our teen center. We have monthly activities for the kids and case management for the whole family. But Cornerstone Community Bank said that they wanted to invest in this program. So they're helping sponsor campers to go to camp this year, and they helped last year during the pandemic. We were actually able to pull off Camp Hope as a day camp during the pandemic in 2020. We were one of the few camps in America that actually did it, and we figured it out following the guidelines set forth and used SCOE buses and all that. But Cornerstone was key in helping us get that Camp Hope program off the ground last year, and we'll be part of it again this year.
They're a great bank. They're a community-oriented, community-run. I mean, locals doing it, local board of directors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say enough about Cornerstone Community Bank.
So what we're doing is April 2nd is Go Wear Blue Day, as we talked about with the Sundial Bridge. We tend to go off on tangents, which we do, but we're going to light the bridge blue for child abuse awareness, and we're actually going to be giving away 50 pinwheel gardens. I'll bring you a pinwheel garden. You can put one up here in the window as people walk by to show your support of child abuse prevention.
We'll put it up there for
sure. And so we're going to be giving away 50 of those on April 2nd. We're also going to be doing a mandated reporter training April 7th, which anybody who interacts with kids actually has to go through a state recognized mandated reporter training, and you get certified.
That's all your teachers and medical.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody who interacts with kids. We're going to be doing virtual greeters April 2nd. So we're going to have Jake Mangus and his team and all of those via Zoom kind of take a tour as best we can. We are going to do a social media fundraising event. Maybe I'll come back and talk about that in April, where we're going to encourage 100 of our supporters or sponsors to give $10 in somebody else's name on social media and then tag somebody else. Like, if you're a hope giver, Carl, hopefully somebody will give $10 in your name to help us support the youth in our community. We're working with the county and Children's Services at Health and Human Service Agency on Friday, April 23rd. We're doing a state-sponsored Children's Memorial Flag Day to recognize all the children lost in our community because of child abuse. We're going to be hosting a Adverse Childhood Experiences Luncheon focused on hope. We're going to be doing some presentations on the science and power of hope and how you can measure hope in your organizations, and proclamations from the city, the county. We're hoping for the Rancheria and all of the government entities in our community to recognize that they support the work of Pathways to Hope for Children, and more importantly, they support children in reducing child abuse. So that's our April.
That's a lot of things.
Yeah.
The going back to Hope Giver fundraiser.
Yeah.
So I get on social media. Is that on your, like, your
Pathways to Hope page?
Pathways to Hope
page.
You
also make it super simple. If all you have to do is go to www.100hopegivers.org, and you'll go right to our donation page.
Okay, and then I can donate $100.
Yeah.
Not 100, but
you
$10.
You can do $100.
I can do $100.
Name 10 people.
And then name 2.
Yeah.
But I can do 10 people and, you know, for $10 a piece.
Yeah. Okay. That's our goal. And we're also doing a Week of the Young Child event. For 10 years now, we've been having this theme, Welcome to the Jungle. We're in the mall. A lot of community organizations will come in and help bring in family type activities and supports. And we're doing it as a drive through jungle. Think of it Jungle Safari this year. Well, they'll drive through our parking lot on Benton Drive, and we'll have many of our community partners in parking lots, just like a trunk or treat, but it's going to be a safari.
I understand you're going to have two live elephants there.
We're going to have, yeah, well, if you're willing to put on an elephant suit, Carl, we will have a live elephant.
Live elephant.
Yes.
You know what? Don't watch out, because when they ran that, what was it, the Christmas parade?
Yeah.
That backed up traffic along, was that the one that backed up?
Did we have a live elephant here in Reading?
No.
I mean, I've been doing this a long 30 years here.
Okay. Do you remember when they were talking about making an elephant sanctuary out in Red Bluff? In that area out there. Did you ever read about that?
No.
It hit the papers, oh, it was years ago, because they had a large area out there, and they were going to be rescued elephants that they were going to bring out there.
Wow.
And, I mean, I don't know how you put a fence up. I guess you could put a fence up, but it would keep them out. But on I-5, we have an elephant wandering down the street. And speaking of I-5, Jared, we just got a traffic report. Is that
nice
correct?
Nice segue.
It says northbound traffic is being screened 10 miles north of Reading at Fondale. Motorists must have tire chains in their possession in order to proceed.
Okay, and that tells you there's going to be a backup on I-5 south of Fondale. So beware of that.
I do remember the giant bison in Lewiston. That was probably before you were here.
Yeah, it probably was. Those? But no, does anybody else remember when they were talking about putting an elephant sanctuary out in Red Bluff someplace? All my listeners out there, if you do, just hop in the chat room or give us, just give a call and says, yep, you remember it too. And this isn't Carl hallucinating.
I remember Celebrity City when they wanted to put a Branson, Missouri type thing down in Red Bluff, but not necessarily elephants.
Well, they had that, all those big plans for the a retirement community out there. That's when I first
City?
Moved here.
Yeah, that was a different.
That's when I first moved here. And then they hit the downturn in the economy, and that ended really.
But they did get zoning changed, and that was a big goal of that anyway. So, that's been an interesting journey going up and down I-5 between Red Bluff and Reading, hasn't it?
You are having something at the mall. Excuse me.
No, we're not doing the mall anymore. That's a week of the Young Child Welcome to the Jungle event. It's typically at the mall, but we're doing the drive-through event on our Benton. We've really had to adapt because of COVID to doing a lot of drive-through events and touchless type activity. So, but really what I hope people get out of this is that we're here to help parents navigate what it's like to be a parent during COVID and at all times. We have parent partners that go into people's homes and help them come up with parenting skills. We are trained in PPP, safe care, 5 protective factors, and hope theory. We do a lot of evidence-based programs to help our community. And then now we're focusing more and more on direct children's services, such as our teen center and launch programs and other things.
And you said that we need a teen center.
Well, we have one in Anderson that has been really successful and running well.
And that gives
a lot of fun.
Teens a place to go to.
Yeah.
Is that right? And, after school and weekends and stuff?
Yeah, three-fifths of all teenagers arrested across the country get arrested between the hours of 2 and 6 p.m. So that's the time the teen center is open. As soon as school gets out till about 6 o'clock, we're open and in Anderson for all kids in the county, but it's mainly South County kids, to come and play pool and air hockey, to have evidence-based programs, do art. So we realized that's a need in Reading. And so we went and wrote a grant called Hope Park, where we're going to take seniors 60 plus, so I'm getting close myself, and Carl, you're probably close to 60.
No, I got another 5.
Okay, you were getting there with me. So, as we get, we're looking for ways to engage the older adults in with the teenagers. So we're going to take the older adults on high adventure activities, and we're going to bring them in, they'll volunteer in the teen center. So they'll bond with the kids at the high adventure activities, and then they'll volunteer 4 hours a week. And so what we're able to do is we're able to secure the next stage of our grant process. The Board of Supervisors voted Tuesday 5-0 to move this to the next level, which would allow us to open a teen center in Reading and have this program there.
Well, it sounds like something that it can't hurt.
Oh,
you know,
no,
it's one
really
of those things
helped.
That, first we do no harm. Mm-hmm. And this does allow teenagers that are maybe latchkey kids
because their parents are having to work.
Well, and we'll build youth leadership programs into it. I mean, things like Robert's doing here on the show. I mean, mm-hmm. wouldn't you like to have teenagers here on a regular basis and interact and let the
We've tried to get schools to come in here, you know, and rotate them through mm-hmm. once a week, you know, one school, 1 week, school, yeah. and, you know, and give the news of the school.
Yeah.
You know, and probably we haven't worked as hard as we need to, but that's something that you know, a 15-minute segment.
Well, we'll work
run,
with you.
Buddy.
Yeah. Well,
okay,
we'll
how do they
thanks
get,
so much.
How do they get a hold of Pathways to Hope?
The best way to reach us is at our website at www.hopeshasta.org. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Our telephone number is 242-2020 is our office number. So, again, hopeshasta.org for your online listeners is the easiest way.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot, Mike, and thanks so much for what you do for our community. I mean, ever since I've known you, you've been a staunch member of helping people in our community, and it's not easy to do all the time.
Well, thanks for this opportunity, and thanks to Cornerstone Community Bank for sponsoring us.
Thank you. Okay, hey, when we come back, Chamber of Commerce will be joining us with Jake Mangus.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Consumer prices last month, the government's consumer price index rose 0.4%, the biggest gain in 6 months. More than half the increase came from a surge in prices at the pump.
There is a crisis on the Texas border right now.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
With the overwhelming number of people who are coming across the border. This crisis is a result of President Biden's open border policies.
Abbott speaking during a visit to the Texas-Mexico border. With Democrats in charge of the House, a $1.9 trillion Biden spending bill expected to clear its final legislative hurdle today, winning approval in the House without any Republican support. Republicans complain the measure amounts to a slush fund for progressive causes. Day two of jury selection in the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd.
Three jurors have been seated, two men and a woman, while six others in the jury pool have been dismissed. Those selected all say they have heard some details about the case against Derek Chauvin, but they say they would be able to put aside what they heard or opinions they have formed and make a decision based on evidence in court. Judge Peter Cahill has set aside at least 3 weeks for jury selection. Opening statements are scheduled for no earlier than March 29th. Jury selection is proceeding, despite uncertainty over whether a third-degree murder charge will be added. I'm Mike Hempen.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo insists that he is going nowhere, despite calls for his resignation amid a growing sexual harassment scandal and the COVID nursing home death scandal. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 340 points, the NASDAQ ahead 45, the S&P 23 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Noble Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1339. Bracket Animalist Number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A worrisome rise in COVID cases in a couple of Eastern European countries.
Poland's third coronavirus wave is accelerating. In the past week, new daily infections have risen by 10% and deaths by almost 30%. In two northern provinces of Poland with the highest growth in new cases, shopping centres, hotels, cinemas and sporting facilities have been or are being closed. New cases are expected to rise throughout the month, and officials have warned that households may have to spend Easter alone once again. Hungary's third wave is its most serious yet, with the number of new infections surpassing the previous peak in December.
The BBC's Adam Easton in Warsaw. Russia and China announcing a joint venture to build what's being called a lunar research station. It would open a new era in space cooperation between Moscow and Beijing. News and analysis at townhall.com. There are signs that business is taking off for the airlines.
The U.S. Transportation Department reports that major U.S. airlines have begun adding jobs, extending a rebound from an industry low in October when they laid off tens of thousands of pilots and other employees. Although some passenger carriers have still laid off workers in recent weeks, air cargo operators have been adding jobs.
That's correspondent Keith Peters. Opponents vow a court challenge to a new Arkansas law banning nearly all abortions in the state. With the signature of Governor Asa Hutchinson, the measure only allows abortions to save the life of the mother. The bill does not include exceptions for rape or incest. Hutchinson, who previously signed several major pro-life laws since taking office, did express some reservations about this latest ban. Arkansas is one of 14 states where lawmakers have proposed outright abortion bans this year. And on Wall Street, the Dow up 378 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, welcome to Wednesday, today, the 10th of March, 8:05 in the morning. I love that.
Mike.
You know what, a woman wrote in, she said she was offended by that. And I went, how can you be offended about that?
We're getting over the hump.
Yeah,
was
this is
thinking
it.
We
it's
were referring to something
it.
Different?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and they in World War II, when they were doing in the Burma Theater, they called it flying over the hump there, over the mountains there. So, I mean, anyway, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. And, Jared, what's the weather look like? And we'll mention the road conditions, too.
Right now, it's still 39 degrees. Today, we have a 70% chance of showers during the day, and then becoming partly cloudy tonight with a high of 51, a low of 33. Thursday, it's going to be sunny and clear with a high of 62, a low of 37. Friday, sunny and clear with a high of 67, a low of 36. And on Saturday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers Saturday night with a high of 66 and a low of 41.
Okay. Hey, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that's been established well over 20 years. They base their success, and they have a huge success there, on customer service. If you need propane, give them a call. Their costs are very competitive with anybody else. They've done so much, and during the car fire, they were providing free propane for those who were rebuilding or back on their property. And, I mean, three tanks and propane. So Shasta Gas Propane is a member of our community. Like I said, they give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards, state-level awards for hiring veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Did you mention the road?
I did not.
Okay.
Northbound traffic is being screened 10 miles north of Reading at Fondale. Motorists must have tire chains in their possession in order to proceed.
Okay. Now, what this means is, of course, is that they've got everybody pulled over. So if you're heading north to Mount Shasta for a 10 o'clock meeting today, you probably should leave about now and get us on the radio and listen all the way up to Mount Shasta. Okay. Hey, it's Wednesday, and Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us our monthly time with the Chamber of Commerce. And before we start that, though, we have an announcement to make. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
Oh, living the dream, man.
Good. Anyway, last night I went to the Republican Central Committee and the Women's Republicans, and we spoke at a dinner, and it was really good. And when I left, I learned that David Harris Jr., I'm sure you remember who he is.
Yeah.
And he's a personal friend of the president, put the trailer for the Red, White, and Blue on his Facebook page. Well, when I got home, it had 32,000 hits. And by the time I went to bed, it had 56,000 hits. And I got up this morning, and it has 157,000 hits with almost 3,000 comments.
For the Red, White, and Blue print. Red, White, and Blue print.
Yeah,
okay.
For the trailer.
Wow. Well, you know what? It's a lot of people are interested in this. You know, we have the biggest impact we have in politics, as you know, Terry, is at the local level. You know, once it gets passed here, you know, who knows what happens to it.
Well, that's the only thing we really have control over is the local level. I mean, you know, it really is a government of the people. And when you have people that get elected that don't serve the people, this is what happens. And I think it is a blueprint on how we can get our counties back to having the local government that we all want and appreciate.
Okay. All right, Terry. Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Bye. There's a tremendous amount of, I think, people wanting to know about this. That I think, and this is just my opinion, I'm not bringing the Chamber of Commerce in or Vedelant or anything like that, but I think people want to... you know, the only place that, you know, you know the people, I think, the best is local. And whether you agree with what they're, you know, with a recall or not, it's still, you have, when you vote, it has a bigger impact on our cities and our counties and our communities like that. You know, are they spending money the way you want? Are they going in the right direction? So, and if you believe they are, well, then that's how, you know, you support them. That's why. Okay. Moving past that, Jake Mangus is here, and Jake brought a guest.
Hey, it's been a while. I actually missed last month. I forgot where I was, but I know you had Glenn Hayward in our place last month, which was great. But today I brought Joe Ayer in from Vitalant. Vitalant is the blood bank in our community. You may recognize the name Blood Source. It's the former Blood Source. He can explain a lot of that stuff. But anyway, essentially, Joe's the man. And he also is in the Rotary Club with me, and we've been friends for a long time. The Chamber of Commerce is co-hosting a blood drive today at our office downtown at 1321 Butte Street with Joe and Vitalant, and there's still an opportunity for you to participate. But with that, I'm going to turn it over to Joe and say welcome to the Chamber Hour.
Hey, thanks. It's really a pleasure to be here. We love serving our community and really all the Northern California communities. We're really the only blood bank north of Sacramento. That is available to all of our hospitals. So there's nothing more American than giving blood for sure and helping your fellow man for sure.
And not only when you give your blood this now, you can also find out if you have the antibodies.
That's
is
right.
This correct? If
that
you've had COVID, which people are constantly being surprised to find out. That
yep.
They've had COVID. They never
yep.
even knew it.
Yeah. So every unit that we test and every unit that's donated gets tested, obviously. We go through and we do run a antibody test on that, and we'll be doing that probably till the end of June at this point. We keep kind of extending it out, but it is very interesting. People, you know, kind of all over the board, people that really thought they had it early on, getting that test and then finding out they didn't have it, and then people that never thought they had it finding out they did have it. So it's kind of all over the board, but it's very interesting.
Now tell us also, you know, if people want to participate today, can they still do that? Or they didn't have to, like, fast for 12 hours or something
no.
like that? No, okay,
no,
good.
That's
all
the
right.
last thing. That's
okay.
the last thing we want. We want
okay,
you to eat
good.
A good breakfast and
nice.
Come out. And, you know, the Chamber Blood Drive, you know, we love working with the Chamber. We love being a member of our Chamber. And they are hosting a blood drive this morning. And, you know, come out, right? You get weigh at least 110, 115 pounds, depending on your height. And have a good breakfast. Feel good today. Don't feel sick or anything. Come on out. We love it.
And then Taste and See Creamery in our neighborhood downtown, they've been gracious enough to offer a certain number of coupons for free ice cream for the donors today. So that's an added incentive.
That's pretty cool.
Which is exciting. You know, I heard years ago they used to give shots of whiskey and things
that's
like
right.
that a lot, right?
That's right.
We're able to do that right here.
yeah.
Why do people bring you whiskey as presents here?
It was like, yeah, I know. Do they think you need that?
Well,
there's worse things.
You know,
worse gifts.
After I went to the fundraiser for the Lassen Park Foundation, I think I'm good for the next 47 years. I'm not going to
tell you. Well,
because
it was Jennifer Finnegan.
Well, right?
Yeah. And she was just on Monday laughing at me still.
She's one of our favorites, too.
Yep. Yeah.
Great people. Now, if you're giving blood, I tell you what, let's take an early break so we can get into this. Why it's so important, mm-hmm. and especially during COVID and during the problems I'm sure you faced during that time frame. And then if you're having problems getting blood, what that does to our community. So we'll take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur. Swear by my guns. Yes, this past 7 months has made it a lot more difficult trying to find a gun and ammo, but he constantly gets new guns in. He gets ammo in, and if you need any work done on your gun, this is the place to go to, John Bastiani. He's working on appointments now, so you give him a call at 222-8222 to come on in and take a look at everything to get your guns worked on. It's turkey season coming. Do you want to need to get a new sight mounted on your gun, you know, to help you with the turkey shooting, turkey hunting? It's not shooting, not with me. It's just turkey hunting. I spend a lot of time in the woods. And don't use the urban turkey on me. Don't say, wait, they're in my backyard, 25 of them. I can't come out here and shoo them away. No, it's not those turkeys. Bastiani Arms open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back. 37 degrees out there. It's going to be raining. And 8:14 in the morning here on the 10th of March.
Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Danville train till so much cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today. Pulse Urgent Care at 100 East Cypress Avenue would like to thank you for your support during 2020. Pulse is happy to announce they are reopening their urgent care services and are accepting patients by appointment only between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Pulse follows public health guidelines. Masks are required along with social distancing. Please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening, appointment, and further information.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:18 in the morning here. It's the 10th of March, 38 degrees out there. It's going to be raining on us like we, you know what, last night was a deluge. And you could just imagine what it looked like up in the mountains, which is why they're checking chains today at Fondale, 10 miles north of us, and there'll be a backup there while they're trying to get people through. You've got to have chains, I guess, if you're going to be heading north. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Estate Granite. Mike at Estate Granite has been doing this for well over 16 years. He is a true artisan. He is somebody that you can trust in your house if you're not there. And when you come back, we left for 3 days, maybe 4 days. We came back. And it was truly, Linda was just in awe. And she's very, very specific on what she wants. And she trusted him. He was sending her pictures. She said, no, Mike, just when I walk back in, I just want to see it. Outstanding. It was just outstanding. And this is the kind of reputation Mike Huber has at Estate Granite. He works by appointments only, so give him a call to set up a consultation, 241-STONE. Or check out estategranite.com. He does bathrooms. He does a number of different things. He is truly a kind of a renaissance man when it comes to work like this, Estate Granite. I'm here with Jake Mangus, chairman, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce here in Reading. And Joe Arendt, who is from Vitalant, which used to be Blood Source and something else, but now is the only blood-taking center we have here in Reading.
Yeah.
What happened during the COVID, Joe?
Yeah, COVID was a real interesting time for us. Obviously, you know, like the rest of the world, things were shutting down, but you know, blood is still needed every day in every hospital throughout the United States. So we couldn't really shut down. We were working very, very hard to not have a secondary public health crisis of that of not having any blood on the shelves. So we immediately reacted, worked through some things, had a lot of blood drives, a lot of places cancel their blood drives. We went from doing 40 blood drives a month to I think we did 5 in the month of March last year. So you can imagine what kind of havoc that plays on our blood supply in our area and around the world.
Are people limited? What limits people from giving blood? I know you said the size and the weight, but what are other things?
So there's only about 35% of the population in America that are eligible to give blood. And only, you know, less than 10% actually do. But there are things that limit you. There can be illnesses. There can be disease, things like that. There can be, you know, health issues that you may have. We want healthy donors. And that's kind of one of the cool things about working at Vitalant is, you know, we're working with healthy people. You know, a hospital, other places, they may see you on your worst day and patch you up and make you have a much better day. But at Vitalant, you know, we're working with healthy people. So people come in and want to be there. And it's kind of a cool piece of healthcare that we get to do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, I've been, because I've taken various anti-malarial pills and lived in a mad cow areas that has disqualified me before. Is that still true?
So, you know, the FDA sets qualifications, and so we have to follow those things. But COVID-19 hit, a lot of things were relooked at, things that maybe had been in the hopper to be evaluated for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were some movement on those things. So now Mad Cow is a different kind of deferral. It's not a lifetime deferral anymore.
Okay.
It is now so many years from the last time you were there. So you'd probably be eligible now.
Okay.
From that. Malaria drugs, it's really a matter of how long ago you took it. Anti-malarial. And then there is often a deferral for visiting malarial countries. But that's usually, I think it's like a year. Those things have changed. People can come in and we'll evaluate them. We evaluate every donor before we stick a needle in their arm. So.
Okay, and you check them for any type of blood diseases and all that?
Yeah, we run 16 different tests after we collect the sample, or we collect the unit, and that usually happens within 24 hours.
So you'll still take the blood, and then you'll check it. So, as opposed to... somebody come in twice.
Everything has to be done in a laboratory. We don't have that in a mobile kind of, kind of way. So we take it down to our laboratory, run the test, and then kind of release the blood out to the general population. But we test for 16 different things, so it's quite a bit. But it's a very, very interesting kind of avenue. And, the other thing, we can't make blood. Uh-huh. There's no synthetic blood. We only can get blood from donors.
I can tell you that one of the stories I love to tell is when Joe gave me a tour of the blood center. And as we were about to conclude, there was, a unit of blood or something like that. And they were getting ready to send it. And I said, where's it going to go? And they said, we're going to send it to the NICU at Mercy because there's a baby up there that needs it right now. So it kind of really hits home that... this is making a difference in saving lives in our community. And, at the time I had an infant at my house, my baby child. And so, you're really thinking about how important that is. So,
HIV, this is a question from there, was a problem at one time.
Yeah.
But it to me seemed like it was decades ago. So, but that's one of the things that you check. Yep. Any type of blood disease.
Yep. We run tests for 16 different things. HIV is one of them. Mm-hmm. West Nile. We type your blood. So if you don't know your blood type, we're going to tell you that.
I got it tattooed.
tattoo is still, you're
no,
still okay.
A positive.
Oh, you have a tattoo. I got it.
Sure,
I'm A positive as well. We're going to test it for all those things. But, we do still test for HIV, and we do still get some that are markers. I don't know those numbers, but...
If people are vaccinated, does that make any difference?
No, you could come in and give blood the same day.
Okay. What's your blood type, Jake?
I don't know. I don't know it.
You know what? That is something
I got to find that out.
That you need to know.
Yeah.
You think, why do I need to? They'll just type me there. Well, you might be in a place that they can't type you right there.
That's right.
Truth be told, I was supposed to get a blood test this morning at this moment, but I'm here with you because this means so much to me.
You should ask them at the end of
the blood test. You say, hey, what's my blood type here?
Yep.
And a lot of times we'll go in and people will have it, it's written on their helmet or someplace.
Sure.
Like that, because you need, they don't have a lot of time if you're hit bad to be doing that.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Well, and that brings it back to, your best blood for you is, your blood type, right? If you're going to have a transfusion. But there are other blood types that we can give you.
O negative
is our universal donor.
Yeah, universal donor. So that's a great thing,
but
too.
But it often is a critical need, like right now, because we don't have enough of it. When you get rolled into the emergency room, at a hospital, and you need a blood transfusion, if they don't have time to type you right away because of the criticality of your, injuries, they're going to give you an O negative blood transfusion. So it goes very quick, and we're always looking for it. So,
what happens if you get the wrong blood?
It's a great question. I mean, there can be, I'm sure, lots of things. I don't really know. Not being a physician, it's not good. I know that. Your body could reject it. It could be a problem. That's a great question. I'll have to look into that. It is definitely not a good thing, though. I can tell you that for sure.
Jared, look it up. See what happens if you get the wrong blood type, in you. Because I always wonder about that, So I don't know if it has a huge, do you start jerking around or something? Or is it something your body then is trying to filter or things? Okay.
Yeah.
But the big thing is that we need blood.
We need blood, We've got to keep those shelves full, right? Can't wait till something happens and then suddenly everybody donates blood. We need it before that,
Can you also touch on the other things that you collect other than blood, the other components of blood and so on?
Yeah. Yeah. So we always talk about blood in the generality, but, in our center, and on our mobiles, we collect different things too, right? So we have different components of the blood. So we collect platelets, and those platelets are used for a lot of our cancer patients. Chemotherapy burns up those platelets, and they need a constant infusion of these platelets. We collect plasma, and the plasma is used a lot for burn victims and can be used as volume replacement, for emergencies. And then, of course, red cells. That's the one everybody knows. is, you know, like what we're collecting today with Jake at the chamber is red cells, right? So, yeah.
Plasma, they can take your blood and they winnow it down, I guess. Do they put it back in you?
Yeah. So we have machines that are bedside, and those machines will take out all your, an amount of your blood,
mm-hmm.
and they will centrifuge it around and pull out just the plasma or just the platelets and then put everything else back in you. So actually a lot of people feel really good after that because they're getting something back.
Yeah.
Whereas at the chamber today, we're just using gravity. We're just putting a needle, dropping a bag, and just, you know, weighing it out.
Are you giving blood today, Jake?
I have not signed up. I actually, this is one of those things that's really tough for me to do. So I like promoting the blood drive. But I'm not exactly called. At this point, it's very challenging for me to get myself to do it.
Well, and so you might be eligible. You might not be eligible today if you're going to have a blood test. So
yeah.
There's sometimes when we get into your health history, if there's something going on, we will defer.
Well, I've been praying about it though.
In Fallujah, when we had casualties coming in, they'd put out the alert that says they needed blood, and it was like the cross section of America. All races, all ethnic groups, everything like that are lined up to give blood. And,
awesome.
I mean, literally one day I had to, because I was like 400 yards away. So by the time I got there, the line was always like 50 people. I mean, they've just come in to give blood. And one day I actually had to pull rank and get to the front of the line and say, look, I've been coming, this is my sixth time, I'm going to give blood today. Yes, sir. And then I heard things being said in the back, you know.
what a beautiful thing,
until I
though.
Turned around, I went, yep. I'm giving blood, guys.
Yep. Yeah, beautiful gift.
We have some great blood drives on military bases. In fact, out of our office in Chico, which I get to oversee as well, we do Beale Air Force Base regularly, and they're just a great group of people out there.
Well, you know what, when one of your brothers or sisters gets wounded, you know, you want to make sure they're okay. And it's kind of like that here. The fact is that somebody needs blood. You're not questioning who they are. They're using your blood to keep somebody alive. This is not something that it's wasted or that. But it needs a continuous supply
right.
of blood.
It goes bad. It has a shelf life.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take – you can't freeze it either.
You can, actually, some of it.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, you can freeze plasma for up to a year.
Plasma.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition was established in 1982 by Joe Martino, and the reason he did it is Joe was fighting cancer, and he couldn't find the types of alternative foods and supplements that he wanted to go along with his regular treatments there. So he established Orchard Nutrition. Now they have all of their produce is 100% certified organic. They have a large grocery selection in vitamins and supplements. And they have people there that are trained nutritionists and trained in this that they can talk to you about. Is this supplement what you need? Or maybe because you've been using this one for years, maybe you don't need that one and maybe it's time to switch. That's Orchard Nutrition. They care about our community. The community obviously cares about them. They were best of the North State 13 years in a row until they retired. they retired the health food section. They retired with the belt, you could say. Orchard Nutrition and the Cypress Square Shopping Center. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? Time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Somebody called in the other day and said, not during the show, but afterwards, and said, you can't say they're the best barbershop in Reading. I didn't say that. I said they were the best barbershop in the world. That's what I said, the world. I'm sorry if it offends you, but that's my opinion. This is my show. That's my opinion.
And that is your beautiful hair.
In my hair. I mean, you know, a year ago, I didn't get my hair cut for a year.
We must be talking about man's last stronghold, right?
Cypress Square Barbershop.
That's right.
What can I say? A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work in appointments. Give them a call at 244-9478. I cannot wait till COVID is lifted so you can kind of go in there early, catch up on all your reading. Car and track, aviation, motorcycle magazines, gun magazines. I mean, it's great.
You got the military channel or the history channel on.
They've got some. Yeah. Or sometimes some of these weird game shows that you watch people get shot up in the air, you know, and covered with green slime. What the hell is that? Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, right across from Subway in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. I'm here with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, of course, Reading Chamber of Commerce, and Joe Arendt, who is the I guess you are, what, the CEO?
Or the senior manager. Senior
up here,
manager.
We're
a large organization.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Vitaland, which is our blood source here in town. We've been talking the last half hour about the giving blood, why it's important. It's been tough during COVID.
Yeah.
They're having a blood drive right now in the Chamber of Commerce. And it's a good way. You know what? You can help people. You can find out also. This is a big thing, too. You get a twofer. Not only can you help people, but you can find out if you have the antibodies for COVID. And a lot of people are surprised to find out that, oh, my gosh, I had COVID.
Yeah.
And they didn't even know it.
Yep.
So, and
it's pretty cool.
You can give after getting the vaccine. You can give. They've changed some of the rules, some of the archaic rules about, you know, if you've taken anti-malaria pills like I did for years, but it's been a couple of decades ago that I might be able to give blood again because that was one of the things. I've given blood before. It doesn't hurt. It and afterwards, you know that you've helped somebody.
Well, and you get some free juice and cookies, too. That's always nice.
Whoa.
That's always exciting.
And ice cream today for
Taste
and
See. Oh, that's right.
Creamery.
I forgot about that.
Taste
that's
and See.
That's the best part. Ice cream.
The best ice cream
in town. Cranberry apple juice. That's usually my favorite.
We have apple
that's
and we
my
have
go-to.
Cranberry. I don't know. So, you'd have to put them together yourself.
Well, how about if I give
a little cocktail.
What if I give 2 pints? You're going to get one of each.
Well, yeah, maybe.
And then you drive me back here. Okay. Jake.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yep, no, we've got to get some information.
Jared, are you here, buddy?
I am here. And the phone is now ringing, so you
well,
have to hang
pick
on
up the
a
phone.
Moment.
Okay, I'll go someplace, and as soon as you're ready, let me know.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what's happened. We've opened up Market Street.
That's right.
And you know what?
It's been exciting.
Actually, when I read how the traffic was supposed to move in a record searchlight piece, did anybody understand that?
Well, when I had to actually go back to my calculus days to try to figure out exactly how this was going to work out, and I didn't really do well in calculus, but it's been one of those sociological experiments where you're watching people look around and check out the neighborhood, and they're forgetting what the traffic signals and signs are telling them they can and cannot do. So we've had a couple of vehicles that have gone the wrong direction down one of these one-way streets, but I know that we'll get it, we'll catch on to it, and this is again not the finish line. This is a checkpoint, and it's a milestone. So there are going to be more developments in the future that will help to make sense of these new roads
My
and traffic
gosh,
patterns.
You know what? Standing out there in 10 minutes when it first opened, I almost saw one wreck, and then I saw somebody driving down the wrong way.
Yeah.
And you know, Mimi, if you're listening, you said you did that. Maybe that was you.
Could it have been
but
Mimi
I think
Mosley?
There was a lot more than just one person driving the wrong way.
Probably
down
Judy
there.
Salter. Horrible driver.
I hope you're friends with Judy.
It's an inside
joke.
I'm not sure Judy's
listening to the show.
Yeah, yeah.
It might be a little bit early. But let's talk about then. What I tell people is park your car along the street here at Market Street, or you can park up there and just walk down the street and see the big difference there is.
Yeah, you will. And I know that the commercial space is at Market Center, 1551 Market Street, next to the Steam Whistle, which will be fully functioning in the near future. Those are all under negotiations, according to K2, and that's very exciting. From the Chamber's standpoint, we want to see those spaces filled with some, you know, appropriate retail and restaurant locations that help to improve the vibrancy of the neighborhood. But, you know, people are coming down right now and checking it out. A lot of positive foot traffic on the large sidewalks. All modes of transportation are welcome in that part of the city, including skateboarders, I've been noticing as well. But skateboarding's not a crime, man. But anyway, cool to see all these people, you know, checking it out. And we've got the Diesel Horse to Downtown pedestrian and bicycle path that's underway that'll connect our world-class river trail with our upstart downtown. And that'll further help, I think, with the way things are going. McConnell, City of Reading, K2, they're working on the Block 7 project, the former California Street parking garage, that multi-level parking structure.
Right now.
It's going to be done by summer, I mean, in the middle of the summer, and that'll be hundreds of parking spaces ready for people.
And so. They will be, you're going to pay for that, but I think they'll probably be reasonable because the money is going just to maintain and also to pay for security there.
That's right, and then you mentioned off air that the city council made the wise decision in investing in a 4-person neighborhood police unit in downtown and focusing on the river trail system as well. Those 4 officers will be on foot on bicycles. People like Brian Berg, Officer of the Year at RPD, who are real relationship builders with the business community, and they have a rapport with the people out on the streets. They work to get them connected with services, and then they enforce the law when they need to, which is great.
Okay, going back to blood, I've got questions on blood here.
Yeah.
Do you pay for rare blood types or plasma?
You know, in America, it's a volunteer blood system, and that's just the way it's kind of built because we don't want to pay for things, because the way we go through and evaluate you with your health screen and questions we ask you, we want to motivate you to make sure that you're giving us the truth in the front end. So there's several layers of safety within the blood system. But, yeah, we don't pay for blood. There are a few places in America that pay for blood, but that blood cannot be used for transfusion. It can only be used to be either for research or to make some pharmaceuticals.
Okay. How about when you test, have you ever had anybody come up positive for COVID when you're testing?
Like the active COVID?
Yeah.
We don't test for active COVID. We only test for antibodies, so we wouldn't know. We do have some COVID precautions, though, like everywhere right now. You know, we do take your temperature when you come in. You do still need to wear a mask right now while we're, in this time.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right. Ron, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, good morning. I got a question for your blood person there. If somebody has had had cancer previously, can they still give blood, or is it not a good idea? And I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you very much.
Great, thanks. So that's a great question. So that's changed over the years, too, not due to COVID, just in general. So actually, I actually had melanoma 10 years plus ago, and it used to be a lifetime deferral. Then it changed to a 5-year deferral, and I think now it's a 1-year deferral. And there's some criteria. You know, you can't have had a reoccurrence. You have to be out of the care of a physician in the sense of, you know, you're not still having treatments or anything. But, yeah, most cancers do have a shorter deferral period and not a lifetime deferral period, and it's very
healthy. That's a good question,
blood.
Ron.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks a lot. If somebody has antibodies, do you just tell them that, or is it going to some kind of base or something like that? That's one of the questions, too.
Yeah, so if they do have antibodies, it's going to show up in their online health kind of history, so there's a way for you to access after you give blood, your blood type and everything. But what we originally were doing is if you had antibodies, we were then asking you if you would be interested in coming out to give convalescent plasma, which is the plasma that has COVID antibodies in it and is used in the treatment of COVID-19, you know. It was very, very popular.
I think I read about that.
And worked very well.
Okay.
We're starting to see in our nation a pullback on it. The FDA has come up with some other ways to do that. And so we're not, you know, collecting directly COVID. We call it CCP, COVID convalescent plasma.
Uh-huh.
But, it was pretty awesome therapeutic that was being used to help people with COVID-19. It's pretty cool.
Okay. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. What happens if you put the wrong blood type into somebody?
So it's called an ABO incompatibility reaction, which can be fatal. Basically, the antibodies in your blood will attack the new blood that comes into your system. Let's see.
It's not immediately fatal, though, is it?
No, it didn't say always fatal, but it does say that you'll have symptoms within a few minutes. A strong feeling that something bad is about to happen, fever and chills, breathing difficulties, muscle aches, nausea, chest, abdominal, or back pain.
Wow.
Blood in your urine.
That's pretty serious.
Or jaundice.
Yeah, that's pretty serious. So, Jake, might want to find out what that blood type is, buddy.
I think that's important.
And then just go down to the end of the street here and have it tattooed on your forehead.
There we go.
Perfect.
We're going to take a quick break. And if you've suffered from orthopedic injuries, strains, or sprains, stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. At 3673 Eureka Way, physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang are there to get you back into action. Give them a call at 533-5030. That's 533-5030 today. We'll be right back.
Hey, now, what is this? Now, baby, maybe she's in me. for summer. Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our
Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion.
Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. All winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on February 25th.
Two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad.
And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat.
From Reading, Yamaha Ski-Doo.
Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WinRiver.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
If you're down and confused,
welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 10th of March, Wednesday, 8:50 in the morning. It's 38 degrees out there. We're going to be having rain all day, a 90% chance of it. It's going to start clearing up tomorrow, though, on Friday, and maybe Saturday partially for rain. I will not be here Friday because there's a reconnaissance that Ted and I are going on for turkeys. Because it's getting ready to be the Jakes we take out the kids.
From one Jake to another.
From one Jake to another. That's right. In fact, don't
from
even,
one turkey to another, you could say that too.
Yeah, I could say that, a young turkey. And but don't be out in the field that day.
No.
Because, whoa, there's a Jake. And he's bigger. Easier to hit. And we'll use steel.
There you go.
We're using steel shot because we don't want you to become infected with the lead shot.
No, yeah.
So, okay. Hey, two things are happening. A virtual auction at Turtle Bay.
I'm going to that.
Yeah, Monday, March 1st, the auction website opened. And now tomorrow, the silent auction bidding is open. Saturday, March 20th, from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., live auction bidding is open. 7:30 to 9, virtual auction watch party. And at 9 p.m., all auction bidding is closed. For questions, go to turtlebay.org/auction2021 or give them a call at 242-3152. Also, Reading Rancheria is going to vaccinate everybody 18 or older who lives in Shasta County, regardless of age or comorbidity. That's going to be March 14th from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center, located at 1441 Liberty Street in Reading. to schedule an appointment, give them a call at 262-6599. I'm here with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, and Joe Arendt, give me a chance. Arendt from Vidalant, the blood source here, and let's go to the phones. Lori, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I have a question for Joe, your guest. What happens to, this is more about a DNA kind of question. We already know that the people have concerns that the PCR swabs are collecting some DNA. There's concern, obviously, from blood donations, and also with the Planned Parenthood aborted fetal cells on DNA. What happens? So the the Genome Project, the DNA data collection that Bill Gates has been doing, where they collect, store, and exploit biometric information. I'm just wondering if your guest has any information or where does this blood go if they do not use it, share it, or put it into somebody else? If it's considered tainted, unusable, old, they didn't meet the screening test, because I don't know if it's considered a bio waste hazard like other things are.
That's a good question, Lori. That's a good question.
Yeah. What happens to the bad blood, quote unquote?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep, thank you.
Great question. Thank you so much for that. So if we find blood that has trips a test or is not usable, it's destroyed. We destroy it. We put it into a biohazard bin. It gets destroyed. It's a regular thing. It happens in our laboratory. It doesn't happen here locally. But yeah, it's just destroyed.
If it's old or if there's something that's tainted, they just, burn it or something like that?
Yeah, I'm sure they probably do.
Or they put it in the trash cans in the back there?
Not quite.
That's why you see the homeless around that place with red faces or something like that?
No. So the
zombie apocalypse,
That would be a very scary thing.
I'm pretty sure that they probably burn it.
We have a contractor that comes out and takes care of it. But it is interesting because, you know, of all the blood that is used, very little of it goes bad on the shelf for lack of, you know, because of dating. It's used quickly. So that's why we're always trying to keep it going, right?
How long does it sit on the shelf that you can use blood?
So a red cell is 42 days, but a platelet's only 5 days.
Okay.
So, and if you think about a platelet gets taken, has 24 hours, 36 hours for testing, then it's only got 3 days on it. You got to run it around to different hospitals that are going to use it, and, you know, it gets used fast.
Do you have transportation groups that's all they do is move blood?
It's internal. We do have some courier companies as well, but mostly internal transportation logistics. So we have some really great people that do that.
Okay.
So it helps.
Okay. So Lori, they do destroy it. If it's old, if it's deemed to be something's wrong with the blood or something like that, they just destroy it as they would hazardous waste anywhere.
Yep.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Jake, what's the biggest thing that's going to be coming here in the next 6 months?
Well, I would say that's a big question. I would tell you that one thing that's been on my mind is things that we have seen COVID-19 bring in the business community that are going to remain going forward. I think one of the big things, Carl is a dancer. I don't know if anybody realizes that. Okay. Yeah, that's beside the point. We got to get that YouTube channel going. So you saw Palomar Builders and Jeb Allen recently state that he is seeing more rapid sales of his brand new homes than he's seen since 2005. And a lot of these folks are equity refugees, but not just those that are retired and cashed in on their house in the Bay Area and are buying for cash up here, but also those that are working and are working remotely. So I think that brings a great opportunity for organizations like the Chamber and the tourism entity, as well as the EDC, to continue to fine-tune our messaging around this being a great place to live and bring that payroll up here into the North State. So that's one thing that comes to my mind right away. I think beyond that, it's
Stillwater.
Stillwater.
It's starting to bounce out there because the people that bought a lot of acreage, 200, 300 acres.
Yeah, that Panattoni group.
They buy acreage because they've already got buildings sold.
Exactly.
And from what I understand is they build it to whatever that company wants, and then they lease it to them for the next 100 years. That tells me is that we've got other companies moving into Redding.
Yeah.
The fact that I think commercial real estate, my humble opinion, is going to take a huge hit because they found out that people can work.
Yeah, that's true.
From home, and you don't need a 60,000 square foot place.
Yeah, and perhaps I'm hopeful that impact maybe felt in a greater way in more metro areas, and then places like ours will be able to build the suit, and that's a perfect place to do that. Todd Jones has done a great job at the EDC in building momentum there and hand-holding. Even some of these local companies that are choosing to remain in our community and expand at Stillwater keeps the momentum going, and all of a sudden you see the scarcity of something that's not going to be available for too much longer. So I think that might help him in his proposals to companies that are looking to locate here from out of the area. We're going to see some good news
there.
Well,
right now, we have House Realty, who is one of our favorite groups of people.
Middletons.
The Middletons. Oh, my God. The
powerhouse.
The deans of real estate. 400 houses. 400 houses in the MLS instead of like 2,000 like it usually is in Shasta County.
There's somebody in our neighborhood sold their house. Just common now. They didn't even have to put a sign in the yard.
And they're getting,
they got more
they're
than
getting
asking.
Bids. They're getting over the value of it. So, and you're right, they don't even get out there. People don't want to move to Texas or Idaho because it's too red. This is one of the comments in here, and I think they're right, but they want to stay in California, so why not come up here where they can still live in California and live a much better life than they can down in the big city?
There was news over the weekend that talked about that. It's immigrating with an E and not the exodus from the state that was maybe an opinion at one point in 2020. It was more likely people moving within the state to less populated areas like the Sierras and perhaps up to the North State. So I'm curious to see how that census turns out, what numbers we end up being able to see. And we are continued to be very bullish on Reading at the Chamber.
Well, we should be. There's so much stuff going on. I really want to thank Shasta Regional Medical Center for sponsoring this show every month.
A great partner with Vitalant.
Vitalant. And, Joe, thanks a lot for coming in. We learned a lot about the giving blood here. And people have a lot of questions. What happens to that blood? And, are you being tracked and all these things? But it sounds like to me that you're not. So, people, giving blood is not that hard. And we're going to get Jake down there if I have to hold him down and Joe shove it into a vein there.